Chapter 9. He was looking into eyes, and he knew a trysting place, and he heard seductive sighs. But the face, and the eyes, and the place, and the sighs, were not, alas, the right ones, the ones meet for him, though fine and sweet the features, and the feelings all abrim. 2. She was looking at a form, she was listening for a tread, she could feel a waft of charm, when a certain name was said. But the form, and the tread, and the charm of name said, were the wrong ones for her, and ever would be so, while the heritor of the right it would have saved her soul to know. An autumn rain scene, there trudges one to a merry-making with a sturdy swing, on whom the rain comes down. To fetch the saving medicament is another bent, on whom the rain comes down. One slowly drives his herd to the stall ere ill befall, on whom the rain comes down. Despairs his missives of life and death with quickening breath, on whom the rain comes down. One watches for signals of wreck or war from the hill afar, on whom the rain comes down. No care if he gain a shelter or none, untired moves one, on whom the rain comes down. And another knows not of its chilling fall upon him at all, on whom the rain comes down. October 1904. Meditations on the holiday, a new theme to an old folk jingle. 'Tis May morning, all adorning, no cloud warning of rain today. Where shall I go to, go to, go to? Can I say no to lioness way? Well, what reason now at this season, is there for treason to other shrines? Tristram is not there, Iseult forgot there, New Year is blot there, sought for signs. Stratford-on-Avon, PC Pavon, I'll find a haven there, somehow. Nay, I'm but caught of dreams long thought of, the swan knows not of his Avon now. What shall it be, then, I go to sea, then, under the plea, then, a votary? I'll go to Lakeland, 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 certainly Lakeland let it be. But why to that place, that place, that place, such a hard come-at place need I fare? When its bard cheers no more, loves no more, fears no more, sees no more, hears no more anything there. Ah, there is Scotland, burns Scotland, and Waverley's. To what land better can I hie? Yet if no wit now feel those of it now care not a bit now for it, why I? I'll seek a town street, aye, a brick brown street, quite a tumble down street, drawing no eyes. For a Mary dwelt there, and a Percy felt their heart of him melt there, a Clare likewise. Why incline to that city, such a city, that city, now a mud-bespit city? Care the lovers who now live and walk there, sit there and talk there, buy there, or hawk there, or wed, or woo? Laughters in a volley greet so fond a folly as nursing melancholy in this and that spot, which, with most endeavor, those can visit never, but forever and ever will now know not. If, on lawn's elision, with a broadened vision and a faint derision conscious be they, how they might reprove me, that these fancies move me, think they ill behoove me, smile, and say, what, are hoar old houses, where the past dead drowses, nor a child nor spouses of our name at all? Such abodes to care for, inquire about and bear for, and suffer wear and tear for, how weak of you and small. May 1921. An experience, wit, weight, or wealth there was not in anything that was said, in anything that was done. All was of scope, to cause not a triumph, dazzle, or dread to even the subtlest one, my friend, to even the subtlest one. But there was a new affliction and aura zephyring round, that care infected not. It came as a salutation, and, in my sweet astound, I scarcely witted what might pend, I scarcely witted what. The hills in same wise to me spoke, as they greyly gazed, first hills to speak so yet. The thin-edged breezes blew me what I, though cobwebbed, crazed, was never to forget, my friend, was never to forget. The beauty, oh do not praise my beauty more, in such word wild degree, and say I am one all eyes adore, for these things harass me. But do forever softly say, Rom now unto the end come weal, come wanzing, come what may, dear, I will be your friend. I hate my beauty in the glass. My beauty is not I. I wear it. None cares whether, alas, its wearer live or die. Theater I oh care for, then, yea, me and what I am, until be at the gray hour, when my cheek begins to clam. Note. He Regent Street Beauty, Miss Very, the Swiss confectioner's daughter, whose personal attractions have been so mischievously exaggerated, died of fever on Monday evening, brought on by the annoyances he had been for some time subject to. London Paper, October 1828. The collector cleans his picture, Philae hominis, ex ego talo et desidera biliculorum tuorum in plaga. Ezich. Sciv. 16. How I remember cleaning that strange picture. I had been deep in duty for my sick neighbor his besides my own over several Sundays, often two, in the week, so with parish pressures, baptisms, burials, doctorings, conjugal counsel all the watnets asked of a rural parson faith, I was well nigh broken, should have been fully saving for one small secret relaxation, one that in mounting manhood had grown my hobby. This was to delve at wiles for easel lumber, stowed in the backmost slums of a soon-reached city, merely on chance to uncloak some worthy canvas, panel, or plaque, black-blind by uncouth adventure, yet under all concealing a precious art feat. Such I had found not yet. My latest capture came from the rooms of a trader in ancient house gear who had no scent of beauty or soul for brushcraft. Only a tittle cost it murked with crime films, gatherings of slow years, thick varnished over, never a feature manifest of man's painting. So, one Saturday, time ticking hard on midnight ere an hour subserved, I set me upon it. Long with coiled up sleeves I cleaned and yet cleaned, till a first fresh spot, a high light, looked forth, then another, like fair flesh, and another. Then a curve, a nostril, and next a finger, tapering, shapely, significantly pointing slantwise. Flemish? I said. Nay, Spanish. Dot dot, but, nay, Italian. Then meseemed it the guise of the ranker Venus, named of some astarte, of some Catido. Down I knelt before it, and kissed the panel, drunk with the lure of love's inhibited dreamings. Till the dawn I rubbed, when there gazed up at me a hag, that had slowly emerged from under my hands there, pointing the slanted finger towards a bosom eaten away of a rot from the lusts of a lifetime. Dot dot I could have ended myself in heart-shook horror. Stunned I sat till roused by a clear-voiced bell chime, fresh and sweet as the dew fleece under my lutheran. It was the matin service calling to me from the adjacent steeple. The wood fire a fragment. This is a brightsome blaze you've lit, good friend, tonight. Aye, it has been the bleakest spring I have felt for years, and naught compares with cloven logs to keep alight. I buy them bargain cheap of the executioners, as I dwell near, and they wanted the crosses out of sight by Passover, not to affront the eyes of visitors. Yes, they're from the crucifixion's last week ending. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.